The Philadelphia Opera Collective continues its mission to make opera accessible. WRTI's Susan Lewis looks at the way the five-year-old collective is promoting the art form by staging new works in intimate settings, with small ensembles telling compelling stories.
In the 1890s, Annie Jump Cannon and other women astronomers at Harvard worked charting the stars. The opera, Jump the Moon, uses six singers and piano in a small theater to shine a light on these women's accomplishments.
And that one?
These women were seemingly without a voice.
Philadelphia Opera Collective founder and producer Michael Leinhard.
We still use their equations and their system for cataloging stars, but everyone brushed them aside.
Opera, says Leinhard, is an ideal way to herald these once unsung heroes.
You can invoke so many emotions. When you're singing, you can tap into everything that the human voice can do.
With a libretto by director Brenna Geffers, composer Josh Hartman uses opera and musical theater singers on stage and off to create a musical world with heavenly textures.
I try to look at celestial music in a way that is beautiful but also objective, with just that little bit of an edge, because I think that's what really reflects what's so beautiful about the universe. It is beautiful, but it's not roses and petals beautiful. It's beautiful that also has this power behind it.
Philadelphia Opera Collective created Jump the Moon for the 2015 Fringe Festival. Up next is a commission to create a new opera for Philadelphia's historic Powell House.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.